and we can make the best of this opportunity by trying to make some spiritual advancement in the presence of our Guru Dev, by serving him, hearing his classes, and attentively serving. You're all very welcome here, and there'll be lots more announcements in the evening as far as parking, camping, and all these things. In the meantime, myself, my family members, Nanda Gopal, and others who are here will help you find your tent sites and all these things. You can ask any of us. And I might add that Krishna was very kind and sent so much help this year in preparing for this festival. And I'm very much obliged. These persons know who they are, and I'm very much obliged to all of them. This is an unsurpassed opportunity for all of us. And so I urge you all to take a nice advantage of this and develop your relationship with Srila Gurudev by serving. Thank you very much.
I respect low basis.
Under our spiritual masters, it's very difficult for a fallen conditioned soul like myself to speak from the heart that I barely know I have. But our Srila Gurudev has passed another wonderful milestone, and he's actually traveled around the world more than our Srila Prabhupada.
Arrivo!
And he's desperately trying to waterize us, give us bhakti in spite of ourselves. This festival is a wonderful opportunity for miracles to happen. And I offer my obeisances to everyone here because it's an opportunity for the miracle to happen to you. And therefore, that's a very wonderful thing. I'm told to do this.
This material world, when the current of pure bhakti comes, is a very special and fortunate opportunity. And when the person delivering that pure current of bhakti leaves, as Srila Prabhupada himself said, it's a time for unwanted elements to enter into the picture and divert the conditioned souls from the only wealth and treasure they can hold on to in this dark place. So I want to express my appreciation to Srila Gurudev, who despite his ill health and despite so many inconveniences, is going all over, including to our little village in Badger, to make sure that this current of pure bhakti that's coming down from Srila Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is preserved so that we won't be diverted from the goal of life. And this is the world of the cheaters and the cheated. Srila Gurudev is coming and giving so much, and I feel some shame that all I can offer is my dirty heart. But I wrote a poem, and Srila Gurudev will allow me to read it. To Gurudev. In this world of misconception, filled with fear and self-deception, no one even knows my name. No one sees beyond my shame but Gurudev. All relations just illusion, disappointment and delusion. No one really knows the other. No true father, mother, brother, except Gurudev. Deep within my heart I'm crying. Advisors, counselors, all are lying. No one can provide the cure. Only one whose love is pure, my Gurudev. My lust, pretension, calculation, taking me to devastation. Who can see beyond my pride? Reveal to me my wealth inside, just Gurudev. He came when hope was almost gone, his hand extended. I must hold on. He tells me gently, do not fear. Believe in me, my child so dear. Trust Gurudev. There is a place where you belong. Each step a dance, each word a song. A place where love and sweetness reign beyond your calculative brain, says Gurudev. Now something's stirring deep inside. It's all the mercy of my guide. A hope, a life, foreverlasting, can be mine. It's for the asking. O Gurudev. Impossible, possible, you've the power. From piles of ashes, making fragrant flowers. Inspiring within the mood to serve. Please make me yours. Don't let me swerve. Beg, Gurudev. Please hear my lonely, desperate cry. No longer can I bear the lie. You have the sword. Please cut the cord and teach me how to love my Lord, your Gurudev.
Why you all called me?
Because we are so falling.
We love you. Why are we coming? Big trouble without you.
What? Without you, big trouble. With Gurudev, big fortune and big happiness.
No trouble. Then what comes to my neighbor's friends with them when I was here with them? I actually tried to describe the feelings that we in Vajrabhas used to have, and I'd have to do something. I'd have to explode. A little bit over here, a little bit over there. And it would be quite a mess. And not an auspicious way to start a festival. So instead, I'm going to try to attempt to express that which is inexpressible in two words, or maybe three. Sometimes when our Srila Gurudev isn't here, between his visits, sometimes our Vajrayana Braj seems like a desert. Actually, geographically, it's classified as a high desert. That means we have all the characteristics of desert life, but at a high elevation. And the basic characteristic of desert life is dryness. So without our Srila Gurudev's beautiful, life-giving Harikatha bouncing off these mountains, it seems dry and harsh. Desert life is harsh. We have hot blazing summers and freezing cold winters, hot days and cold nights. You'll find it out this week. But just like steel, when it's thrown into hot fire and then dashed into freezing cold water, it becomes tempered or strong and durable. So similarly, it seems that our Gurudevs and Acharyas have put us in this harsh and chill existence so that we can be patient and strong to follow this bhakti path. Desert life can be dangerous. Sometimes people are known to wander around in days, just going in circles and circles, only ending up in the same place. Just like in our new Vajji, we have only three roads. And they all look the same. So many, many people get lost here. But here in New Braj, we have one fixed landmark and one star constellation that we can fix our direction upon. And that is that on May 17th, am I talking too low?
No. Louder.
Okay, louder. On May 17th at 11:07, our Srila Gurudev will be sitting before us again, comfortably resting, laughing at me. Glancing at all the devotees as if he's never been gone, and life is back to normal. So also, it sheltered so many strange and unusual animals and creatures. We had badger. It's a high desert, so we had bears and deer. We had wild pigs and rattlesnakes, tarantulas, and mountain lions. Black widows. Yeah. Actually, this part of California is set aside as a natural reserve for the North American mountain lion, which is a nearly extinct creature. These lions are real lions. They grow up to be 200 pounds. They're not vegetarians, so parents hang on to your children. If anyone hurts or harms these creatures in this area, they'll be imprisoned and heavily fined, even if it's in self-defense. So similarly, Ashila Verde, he's made the wildlife preserve for another endangered species. That is a devotee child. There are many devotees around the world and many children, but a devotee child is especially unique and rare and precious creature. They must be handled very carefully and lovingly at an early age, or they will not attain maturity. These creatures are social animals. They do not mix well with those that are not their kind. And if they're put in the wrong environment, they will become angry, sometimes violent, self-destructive, and always addicted to video games.
Children.
And if you kill them in self-defense, what happens?
Okay, that's the point. If anybody hurts or harms or abuses these children in this area, Verde's Wildlife Preserve, there isn't a jail on this planet fit for them. We'll have to send them to off-planetary penitentiaries where they will never see the light of day and they will never set foot again in New Brunch. Okay, so the last thing I would like to say is that we here in New Brunch are completely and utterly and helplessly and hopelessly dependent upon one very strong and enormous monsoon system that comes in from the east every spring.
Over Los Angeles.
These clouds bring with them all the nurturing and nourishment that we require for our spiritual existence. Here in Braj, we can't even remember the time when these rains didn't come to us. And just like other countries of the world that are dependent upon monsoon, without these rains, we'll be subjected only to famine, disease, and death. So the rains are here. And the weatherman's reported heavy rains this week. So it's in our best interest to clear away the debris and rubbish from the desert-like hearts, if you have them like me, from the dry riverbeds of our hearts, so that we can drink deeply from this beautiful Hare Kata of our Gurudev. So this Hare Kata will seep deeply into the very core of our being, not just superficially, to make nice gardens that other people can come and admire. But this Hare Kata moisture nectar will seep deeply into the very core of some atomic particles of our spiritual life, so that Maya's material desert may not touch us again. Thank you.
Sound system tradition. Just today, I could not hear anything.
We have recorded.
Because I'm old, my organs are now old. I wanted to hear what she. Oh, all they're laughing, but I. Don't know. Why you all are laughing? So I got no. Oh, yeah. Very Nirgun.
Nilachala.
Nilachala. Nilachala? Oh, she is in cooking? Nilachala. Where is your father?
Not the Gopal.
Eh? Oh, Nandagopal Prabhu. Yes. He will come? When? Just now? Your mother? Mother too? Mother will come?
Om Janatarangasya Janaminasya Lakaya Chakshu Kanjana Tasma Sindhidhanyana. Well, Srila Gurudev has asked a couple of times why we have called him. So, we're ever desiring to become free from all of the problems we have in this material world, but no matter how hard we try, it's never possible. The harder we try, I think the more problems we have. But Srila Gurudev has been so merciful that practically with no endeavor from ourselves, he has actually come to us. This is called causeless mercy. And now every year, we're calling him again, "Oh Gurudev, please come." And every year when he's leaving, he says, "Please don't forget me. I will never forget you." So every year that Gurudev comes, we're very, very happy. And I just heard recently when he was speaking at a festival, and he was telling the devotees, he was saying, "Now you've all come here from all over the world." And he said, "You have nothing to do, no cooking, no working, nothing. You can just come and hear Harikatha and have kirtan, and you can gain so much spiritual wealth and happiness." And Gurudev has come to collect our hearts. And for those of us that he's already collected them, then he's also nurturing him. So he always warns also to be very careful, because you may leave and then all of a sudden realize that your heart is missing. But it's very safe. And you can come back, and Gurudev, he won't give it back, but he'll take care of you. So I was just thinking that about 2 years ago at Kartik, there was some little external problem with Gurudev's health. And he didn't come for the first 10 days or so of Kartik. And we were in Vrindavan at Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math. And you can imagine in India here, we're even having a little problem with our speaker system. But there, Gurudev did something very wonderful. And they set up a telephone call. And it was a broadcast on the speakers in the Rup Sanatan Gaudiya Math. And we were all gathered glorifying Ashtatara Satasi Simad Srila Bhakta Pragan Kesh Goswami Maharaj's disappearance. And it was very special to, we were all feeling so much separation from Srila Gurudev. And then all of a sudden we had the mercy of his voice on the speaker system. And just for a few minutes, he glorified his Gurudev and gave his blessings to us. And during that day, Sriman Rasananda Prabhu was giving his Pushpanjali. And he said something very, very special about Srila Gurudev, and it touched everyone's heart so much. He said, "Sri Keshava Manopistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Narayan Kadamayam Tavati Swapadantikam." And he was praying for Srila Gurudev to be merciful to him, and expressing how Gurudev is so successful in his mission of preaching all over the world because he has understood the mission of Srila Bhakta Pragan Kesha Maharaj. And he's spread this movement all over India, and he's following his order of preaching, writing books, distributing books, maintaining nice Krishna conscious centers. So I was thinking that also from all of us, that there's another aspect of Srila Gurudev, and that's Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swaman Manobistam Stapitam Jaina Bhutale Swayam Narayan Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. And that Srila Gurudev has also fully understood the mission of Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And by his mercy, he has dedicated so many years of his life at this elder part of his life, even risking his health and so many other things, to mercifully come and nurture all of the seeds that Srila Prabhupada planted, all of the creepers that were dying up, drying up, and drowning in this world. And by Srila Gurudev's mercy, he has now uplifted so many devotees and given this chance. So we're praying, Gurudev, that you'll keep coming as much as possible, and that we're begging you to come, and we're calling you because we need you so much. Otherwise, there is no hope for us in this world.
Radha Kanta Prabhu.
Gurve Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo. Panchakapa Turgis Chakri Pasam Deva Chakri Tama Pavani Vaishnava. Many thousands of years ago in India, there was a dilemma. Kali Yuga had just begun, Krishna had left, and religion, piety, so many good qualities had left of Sri Krishna. The sages of Namasharanya gathered and questioned Sutta Goswami Pad as to what is the goal of life. In the Vedas, there's many conflicting siddhantas or conclusions. There's karmakanda, jnanakanda, bhaktikanda sections of the Vedas. And the sages were of all different types. Rishis, maharshis, yogis, tapasvinis, and bhaktas. And they all had a different slant on what is the goal of life. So there was some confusion. And Sutta Goswami was recognized as the topmost Vaishnav, and he could expertly give instruction on what is the goal of life. So our situation today is not much different than then. There are so many conflicting ideas about what we should be doing in this world. Should we be making money to be happy, trying to enjoy our senses, enjoying family life, or so many other material things? Or we may have different ideas on even Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. So therefore it's required. And we're calling, and Krishna's calling, and Srimati Radhika's calling. The whole universe is calling for Srila Gurudev to please kindly continue his most wonderful preaching and revealing what Sutta Goswami also spoke to all the sages. Savai pumsham paro dharma yato bhakti adoksaje ahaituki apati hata yatma suprasiddhati. That dharma, or the natural inclination of every jiva, what is the duty of every jiva, is that by which we can do to attain loving service to adoksaje, to Sri Krishna. That is our purpose in life, to develop pure Krishna prema, pure love of God. Such devotional service is ahaituki apratihata. It is unmotivated, it is causeless, it is not a business transaction. It is natural, spontaneous nature of the soul to love Krishna in that way. And apratihata, it is continually flowing, Krishna Nushilanam, it never stops. So this is pure bhakti. And Srila Gurudev has so mercifully preached the message of pure bhakti all over the world. And he's enlightening myself and so many devotees as to what really is bhakti, so that we can make spiritual advancement. I'm very unqualified and very happy to have met in this life and attempt to serve in some small way the lotus feet of Om Vishnupad Sri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj, a Mahabhagavat pure representative of our Rupanuga Guru Sampradaya. Thank you for coming, and thank you for your mercy. Hare Krishna.
Namo Vishnu Padaya. वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यस्य कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रियाप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो First of all, my humble obeisances. In the lotus feet of my Diksha Guru, Om Vishnu Bhad, Sri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Narayan. And same in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Om Vishnu Bhad, Astotra Sastri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. I told you that why I came or why you invited me. I think you have not invited me. I came to fulfill my duty, the order of my Siksha Guru especially. He ordered me, go to the western and eastern countries and remind them what I have taught them. Do you remember what he taught? What are his teachings? Are you really strongly following? Or you have become some weak? And then try to answer from heart of your core of heart. Somewhat neglecting. Year by year, I'm coming here to remind you all these things. I have nothing to do. What can you give me? Nothing. You can give me some dollars or something. But what is use? To give again to you.
Give it back.
Only. I have nothing to do with dollars and then. In the form of publications, in form of my coming to tour, to arrange all these things, that money comes. That energy comes. But my main purpose is to carry the order of my gurus, my Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Guru Parampara, Mahaprabhu. What Mahaprabhu told? Prithvite ache jato nagara dikram sarvatra prachar hai be morna. In whole world, my name will be preached everywhere. You saw that one branch, one hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and his hand, very long, long, long. And he came to western and eastern, everywhere. And in couple of years, you see, he translated so many scriptures. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavat, and he wrote so many books. He established so many teacher centers in the whole world, even in mountains, even on mountains, in oceans, in Saranagati, in Gita Nagari, here, there, everywhere. But after his departure, what became? Even his dearmost
renounce order sannyasis a brahmachari. They became weak and gave up this life. Again they returned back for their sense gratification, wine,
women,
wealth, all these things. So many grahastha, nirgun, and so many disciples of Prabhupada, they were all brahmacharis. They became weak. Oh, how many Prabhupada disciples are here? Not so many. In evening they will come. All were brahmachari, top to bottom. And what became? They became weak. And then returned back to their homes, that is grihastha. Even I'm going so much to reminding them, but my dear sons, disciples, they want to escape from me. I don't want to take the name, or you can know by
understand by heart. By heart.
Lalit Mohan are
no names.
So there are so many. I know that when coming here, I'm very
energetic.
And when I return back to preach here and there in other countries, in India, here, there, again they be. So I come every year, each year, to remind them that don't be weak. This is not the first and last human form that Krishna has given you. Very kindly, yes. You were once hogs, pigs,
dogs,
donkey, monkey. And there was nothing ban on
sense gratification.
When you were dog, hundreds and thousands of bitches were following you. And again, when you will be dog, hog, pig, again you can do easily. But Krishna is very merciful. Very, very causeless merciful. He has given this human form only to realize soul and super soul. And so that you can may be happy forever, eternal. You are eternal servant of Krishna. Eternal. Soul is here. What you are seeing, this is the bag of what? Urine and so many bogus things. If you can operate it open, what you will see? Anything transcendental? You cannot see. Urine, blood, and all these bogus things. Transcendental Krishna is everywhere. But we are not realizing. Why? We have no that eyes. We have material eyes, and it can see only blood, urine, and all these things, which are mortal. So I have come to remind you that you are eternal servant of Krishna, transcendental. Your first duty is to realize bhakti. By bhakti, Krishna can be seen. He is everywhere. In autumn, everyone's heart, but we are not seen. So this was the order of my Shiksha Guru, that I have collected thousands of disciples from here and there. And in Bengali he told, at the time of departure from this world, he has just stopped his
speaking,
talking to others. But he called me, and when I went, he began sense in sense, and he began to weep, keeping his hand in my hands. Excuse me. First wording was that, excuse me. I have done something wrong. I have done Vaishnava Aparadha. So please excuse me. I have told that, oh, Gaudiya Vaishnava and Narayan Maharaj and other Gaudiya Vaishnavas, what they do? They eat, drink and sleep. They cannot preach like you. He told to his disciples. So I have done wrong. Newly I have done. Why? So only to
encourage
them. I knew. I have not taken sannyas as a
formality.
Formality. I know. Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, Siddhar Maharaj, they are my Siksha Guru. I know. But yet I have told, only to encourage them. I told them, certainly, this is not wrong. To encourage them, you have told. And he told that you should give me samadhi with your own hand. I did. And then he told that, I have collected. And in Bengali he told, very
softly
in my ear, I have collected so many monkeys. So you will have to help them. I don't think them monkey. Eternal servant of Krishna. And out of pity, Swami Maharaj, Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj told me that help them. I could not train them. And why he told? You know. That after his departure, thousands of his sannyasi renounced order, Bhavananda, Kirtanananda, and
Bhagavan.
I don't want to take the names. But when I came in these countries, and when they met me, all were now. They regained their faith in Krishna, in Guru. That is why he told me, ordered me to come. So for to carry the order of my Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru, Guru Parampara, Mahaprabhu, I have come. Now I am tired. Doctor has told not to speak so much, but I violated the rule. And in the evening, you should see. Today, I want
to go to Premananda.